Bowen Yang departs SNL mid-season after major cast exodus. By Breitbart News on December 20, 2025. New York, AP, Bowen Yang, coming off a huge year or two of projects, will depart SNL mid-season after Saturday's episode hosted by his wicked buddy Ariana Grande. He joined the show as a writer in 2018, became a featured player the following season and was promoted to the main cast two seasons after that. Yang was a fan favorite with 5 Emmy nominations over the years. A Saturday Night Live representative wouldn't comment Friday on Yang's departure. His representatives didn't respond to email requests for comment. In an Instagram post Saturday, Yang wrote, "I loved working at SNL, and most of all I loved the people. I was there at a time when many things in the world started to seem futile. But working at 30 Rock taught me the value in showing up anyway when people make it worthwhile." The 35-year-old Yang appeared with Grande and musical guest Cher in promos for Saturday's show, going giddy with Grande after a face slap from Cher. Word of Yang's departure came after a major exodus of cast members last summer ahead of the October 4th start of season 51. They included Iko Nwodim, Heidi Gardner, Michael Longfellow, Devin Walker, Emil Joachim, and John Higgins. The news wasn't entirely a surprise. Yang had publicly discussed the idea, telling People in September he had mulled it over with the NBC sketch comedy show's creator Lorne Michaels. He got a vote of confidence from Michaels and decided to stay at that time. Lorne was like, "You have more to do, and that means a lot, because I even confessed to him. I was like, I feel the audience is maybe getting sick of me." And he was like, "That's not true. There's more for you to do. I need you," Yang said. Of Michaels, Yang added, "That man has changed my life, and I owe a lot of my life to that show. And I love working there. The people are the best. I really love each of them so much." In addition to SNL, Yang co-hosts the pop culture podcast Los Culturistas with his friend and fellow comedian Matt Rogers. He was in Wicked and Wicked, For Good as Fanny and co-starred in the remade The Wedding Banquet this year. In 2023, he appeared in Dicks, the musical in Fire Island the year before that. He also co-starred in Awkwafina is Nora from Queens from 2020 to 2023. Yang and Rogers hosted the spoof Los Culturista Culture Awards on Bravo last summer. Yang posted on Instagram that the two will be back for more pop culture comedy on the awards next year. Mid-season departures from SNL are not unprecedented. Cicely Strong did it in December 2022. Among the bits that earned Yang breakout status was his turn as the Titanic iceberg on the recurring Weekend Update segment, his favorite place on the show, according to an October interview with Esquire. He also played George Santos, a straight man who hooks up with Gina Gershon and Sydney Sweeney, and a gay Oompa Loompa. And he spoofed Vice President J.D. Vance. Yang, the son of Chinese immigrants, was Esquire's recent cover star. In an October 28 interview accompanying his cover shoot, he told the magazine, "There's an idea that all of what I do is queer and Asian, which I don't think is true. I get sick of people reducing the work I do on the show to those identifiers. Work," he said, "is not the most meaningful thing for me anymore. The things I like are spending time with friends, working every now and then, not being caged by it." Yang noted some advice he once received from Kristen Wiig when she hosted SNL. She was like, "Have fun. It's the most fun job in the world, and you'll miss it when it's done. You won't realize how much you miss it until you leave."